Because I remembered when we wanted to do this program last year. But it was not possible. Because that's the way God wanted it. Let us pray. Father God Almighty, we thank you for the privilege to be amongst your people this evening. That which you have promised to do, Daddy, do it tonight in Jesus' name. All the people you have proposed to touch tonight, Father, touch them in Jesus' name. All those you have proposed to deliver tonight, Baba, deliver them tonight in Jesus'
name.
At the end, your name will be glorified. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, before I start like this, we usually send message to the principalities and powers. I want to warn them very seriously tonight. Because any power that is contrary to God's power that want to come and do anything here tonight will be disgraced tonight. Let us look at the scripture before I start. We are going to look at Isaiah chapter 61. Because I want all to know why we are here today. I want us to know that I've not just come because I want to come. I'm here because God has asked me to come. So any power that want to show off today, they will be met with God's power. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
I'll start from Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the
men.
He has sent me to bind all the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God. And to comfort all those that mourn. That's the reason why I'm here tonight. So I've come for the good of all tonight. Like I said before, this night, we are going to send message to the covens. We want them to know that we are here. And we are going to deal with them very squarely tonight. I want to announce that every power of witchcraft in Igbo there is going to be arrested. Every power of the occult, every power of Ogboni in this land is going to be arrested. So first and foremost, I want us to send message to the quarters. The first place we are going to send message to is Ilebwegwe. Which area is Ilebwegwe? This area?
Ilebwegwe.
And I want all of us to face this area. We are going to address the COVID in Abobo. Anything that they are doing there right now. Whatever they are doing to bring down the youth in this land. Whatever they are doing to trade with the destiny of people in this town. We are going to send a message to them. Irrevocable covenant. Holy Ghost, fire! Holy Ghost,
fire!
Holy Ghost,
fire! We are going to face Itopo, which area is Itopo? Every person turn around. We are going to address the COVID in Itopo right now. Every meeting that they are holding right now. Every destiny that they are destroying right now. Whatever evil that they are doing tonight. We are going to send a message to them. We want them to know that God is in this town now. Every covenant.
You need to go.
As we speak right now.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fire.
Holy Ghost.
Fire. We are going to face
Power, 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 power
are in trouble tonight.
Ebo, eyo wa kenya ikana.
Everywhere they are in trouble tonight.
Ebe ya po ikana wa kenya.
The native doctors causing confusion in this time, they are in hell tonight.
Ebo ne fi ikano agota ke yono tana.
They are in hell tonight. And the Lord is going to fight a battle. Going to fight a battle. Every occult power in this land, they are in trouble. The only power in this land, they are in trouble. All the evil powers in this land are in trouble. Because the Lord has sent me to come here. I'm announcing this because I am unkillable. I'm unkillable. My mother is from Bode, so I'm from Wapa Manu area
also.
I'm the native of the soil. And I'm unkillable.
It's what
but every power that is troubling this town,
when I talk of the power, I cannot
fight those powers. The Holy Ghost will fight those powers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let us be seated.
Maginato.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to be very brief tonight. Because the servant of God is in the house tonight. That will minister healing to the sick people today. I want to tell you, no matter what disease you have, no matter how high or how low that disease is, even the ones that have no names, today you have come to a solution. God is going to heal you today. After tonight you bring more people. God is not tired. He can heal everybody. Because some people will be touched here tonight. And then they will go with the need to tell others. What I want to talk about very briefly is deliverance from demonic oppression. Deliverance from demonic oppression. Many people operate under demonic oppression for various reasons. One, because of custom.
Also say,
and the thing that they worship. Then they are being oppressed. Oppression can come from ancestral causes. From generational causes. An oppression can come from the sin that we commit. And the society that we belong to. So I want to tell you briefly about myself. I'm from a Muslim background. When I was born in a native doctor's house. And that very day, the native doctor used the head of an axe to draw a circle. Then my mother was told to stay in the middle. So in that place I was born. I was dedicated to the gods. They bagged me with different types of medicine. Well, you know, as a child, you don't have authority, or you don't have any say about how you are born or when you are born. So when I was growing up,
My father started taking me out to native doctor. I believe when I was about 8 years old, my father would take me to native doctors. They will give me some medicines to eat. They will write all this Quranic and something on the slate. Then they will wash it and I will drink it. They tie a lot of things on my hand and my waist. Why was he doing that? Because he was afraid that someone was going to kill me. So because of this fear of death, many people run to native doctors. And when you go to native doctor, they must tell you something. And they will tell you to go and bring goats. They will tell you to go and bring fowl. When they are getting fatter, then you are getting leaner by the day. I assure all tonight, by the time we finish this crusade, any native doctor that will not want to go to farm, they will die of hunger. Because there will be no more fowl and poultry for them. Because Jesus Christ is going to be your defense. He's going to be your defense. So when I was small, I went to very many places. Before we finish this meeting, I will tell you how I had different type of medicines. And I will tell you how I became a wizard. How I was going to recover. And the woman I met that gave me that witchcraft. All what they do there, we will discuss. Everything I will discuss with us. There was a time,
and again,
I had a lot of serious medicines that could kill at any time. And that time I thought that the power was there. I was invisible. I can do anything to anybody. Because I had the medicine. But I never knew that it was Christ that was saving me even then. And I gave all my life to those medicines. From tomorrow, I will tell a lot of medicine that I did. Very serious medicine. I know amongst yourselves here today, many of us are going to native doctors because we are afraid of death. We don't want our children to die. We don't want our husband to die. Anyone that the husband has another second wife, they should start going out so that they protect our own children. I want to announce to us, there's no other power. The only power is in the man Jesus Christ. Because every power given on earth, in heaven, underneath the ground, every power has been given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can help us. We cannot help ourselves. This same Jesus Christ,
only Jesus Christ,
he loved us so much that he came to die for us. And he has been the one healing us. Before we go into the healing section, there's something very important you must do. Very important that you must do. In the book of Matthew chapter 21,
Matthew
chapter 21 verses 1 and 2. Jesus Christ, was going with his disciples. He was going towards
Jerusalem.
And when he was very close to Jerusalem, he sent two of his disciples to a village called Bethphage.
and told them that when they get into that village, they will meet an ass and a colt there.
Now I'm not saying,
just go there, bring them for me. And when they ask you, tell them the master wants to use them. Making doctors are liars. When you go and meet them to check what is happening, they will tell you that you have been tied in this town. Maybe you are tied in Awusi, but they will tell you you are tied here. It is the Holy Spirit that knows where any person is tied.
It
is the only one that knows. Jesus Christ is not visit vintage. But because he knows everything, by the Holy Ghost, then he sent the disciples there. He said, you will see those that they bring them to
him.
I don't know where any of us have been tied. I don't know where our children have been tied. But I know the person that knows where anyone is tied. That person is Jesus. By the Holy Ghost, he knows exactly where you are tied. But before you can enjoy the benefit of being Christ's own, you must have to give your life to him. You must have to give your life to him. There are many people here. They are afraid of death. They are afraid of death. Because in some houses, when a boy is about 40 years, he dies. And any child that is getting to that age at 35 will be afraid of that death coming to them. There are some houses where girls don't marry. They don't marry. No matter how beautiful they are, they don't marry. And they will say that is the house of prostitutes. There are some houses where you have mad people. Mad people. And they will say that house is the heart of mad people. I don't know which place you have come from. I want to announce to us, no matter what situation you have in that house, in that family, I know of a person that will set you free. Native doctors cannot do it. Nothing doctors cannot do it. A car cannot do it. And the Ben Namo cannot do it. They will just deceive you. Just to put fear in your heart. I have someone that will deliver you from that fear tonight. And when you give your life to that man, you will be above all those principalities. You know that witches have no power. Native doctors have no power. They are just posing. They don't have no power. They just put fear in people because of what they want to eat. Like I said before, native doctors in this town will go hungry. Because people will be delivered. And they will no longer give them goat and fat. So the one that will not go to farm, they will starve. So before the man of God will come and minister healing to us, yeah? It is very important that you give your life to Jesus. Otherwise, you will not enjoy this benefit I'm talking about. When I was in the world, I thought that all these native doctors have power. Because I was relying on their power.
I want you to enjoy what I'm enjoying now. I want you to be a no-go area for the devil. I want you to do that. I want us to come out here right now. Come out here right now. Because the Lord wants to touch someone right now. Anywhere you are, come out here right now. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. Because tomorrow might be too late. You must go now and don't come back here tomorrow. Because God owns our lives. If you want to enjoy healing tonight, you want to enjoy the power of God tonight, you want to be free from the causes of making doctors and witches and
wizards,
I want you to come out here so that all of us can enjoy the healing, all of us can enjoy the healing. Anywhere you are, don't allow the devil to tie you. You must come up here. The devil is afraid. That is why he will not want you to come out. Because you know that once you come out, you will be saved. Once you come out, you will be a danger to the devil. All those witches and wizards will not have power over you. I want you to come out here right now. The next second might be too late. Come out here. Come out here. Don't be afraid. I want you to come out. When you come out, you will see greater power. The power that is above all power. Lord Jesus is here right now. The Holy Ghost is here right now. Come out here. If you are afraid of death, if you are afraid that they want to kill your children, come out here. Come and give your life to Jesus. Anywhere you are here, come out. Don't allow yourself to be disturbed. Because something is going to happen here tonight. I want you to come out here. The Lord wants to touch you. The Lord wants to touch you. I just want to give us one more minute. Anywhere you are, come out. This is a personal decision. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. There's no other power. The only power is the power of Jesus Christ. Every other power is fake power. Because of you, that's why God has sent us here tonight. So that he will deliver you. He will save you. So that the wishes of God will not be able to kill you. So that disease will not have authority over you. Come out here. Anywhere you are, no matter what you have done before, if you have killed, if you have stolen, if you are a prostitute, whatever you have done before, you are a candidate, come out here. The Lord will never send you back. The Lord wants to make you a new person. Come out here. You know yourself. Don't see that, you know yourself. We have the passion for you, that's why we are still here right now. Come out here. Because if you don't come out, by the time we are ministering healing, and you are not a part of the children of Christ, if you have not given your life to him, you will not have the right to tell him you want to be healed by him. You must have to belong to him first. That is the first thing first. Anywhere you are, come out here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to announce to us here that I'm standing out. There is joy in heaven right now. Even when all the angels are watching, Baba God is dancing right now. God is very happy right now for this step you have taken. You will know that God is God. Because God is going to do a wonderful thing in your life. He's going to do a wonderful thing in your life. So I want us, to repeat what I want to say. Lord Jesus. I've come to you the way I am. I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin today. I want you to come into my heart. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose again. And I believe that today I'm a new person. I believe that my name is written in the book of life. Lord, today be my defense. Be my rock. From today, henceforth, I will not serve any other God. I will not bow down before any native doctor. I will not bow down before Eka. I will not bow down before Aribenaimo. I will not bow down before any idol. From today henceforth, you are the only God that I will worship. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name.
Glory Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has done great and mighty things in your life right now. From this very time henceforth, you are a child of God. You are the daughter of God. Right now, the native daughter has no power over you. No idol has power over you. Always remember that Christ is has come to dwell in you right now. Anytime she wants to come to you, say no, I shall not be afraid because Christ is my life now. And you'll be protected. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I just want to pray for this one. Then the next minister will come in just 2 minutes. As I've given her life to you, Daddy, I pray. No power we have authority over her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
No power we have authority over her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
She's your bona fide daughter.
Amen.
From now henceforth.
Amen.
Little daughter will not have power over her.
Amen.
No idols will have power over her.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Aribenaimo now.
Amen.
From now henceforth, Jesus Christ is the Aribenaimo.
Amen.
Father God Almighty, we thank you. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You have been receiving into the kingdom as a daughter. And God will bless you.
Amen.
You will never be afraid.
Amen.
Witches and wizards have no power over you.
Amen.
Because the power of Jesus is dwelling right in you.
Amen.
You will not fear any fear any longer.
Amen.
Remain blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I thank God for your life. You have given your life to Jesus. Jesus Christ remains your defense right now.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is now your shield.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is your hiding place right now.
Amen.
no devil will have authority over you.
Amen.
No devil will have authority over you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Amen.
Remember.
Amen.
You are a daughter of Christ, daughter of Zion. From now henceforth, no contrary power will have dominion over your life.
Amen.
As you have given your life to Christ, Christ will uphold you.
Amen.
Will uphold your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God Almighty, I thank you for your daughter.
Thank you, Jesus.
No power will solve your authority over her life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From now henceforth, Lord God Almighty, the power not to bow down before any evil, Father, endow her with the power right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The power of the fear of death, Lord, I cancel in our life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God Almighty, remain blessed in Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God Almighty, we Father God Almighty, we thank you for everything that you have done for us even this very hour. As we are entering the period of ministration, Holy Ghost, you will move more than ever before in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, come and take preeminence now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
An atmosphere of signs, wonders, and miracles. Father, let it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God Almighty, we thank you. We thank you for the soul that you have brought unto yourself. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As we continue, Holy Ghost, continue with us.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody clap your hands for Jesus.